And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego with the one and only Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. This is going to be a great show and an action-packed show from Tim, and a lot more interesting stuff coming your way on this show. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what a great time to have Captain Tim on the show this morning. This is going to be a great show.
Yeah, talking fishing, and there is plenty of fish to talk about, right, Tim?
There's a lot of fish to talk about. Heck,
we just,
yeah.
The ocean's need to go full of them out there. Right?
Exactly. Man, I've actually, we've gotten so fish starved. You know, we're doing boat work right now. Everybody's in, obviously. Yeah. We're all tied up at Fisherman's Landing, and we're having, like, fish-offs at the end of the day. You know, we've got the little, up in the bow with our spinning rods and our bass walking the docks. You know, 3-inch bass. Oh, I'm on!
I got two. What's up with you?
Exactly.
People are wanting to go fish.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, itching. So yeah. What's going on with Royal Star maintenance time?
Yeah, you know, and obviously with the circumstances, we didn't shut down our maintenance. We had a whole just a long list of cosmetic projects, all kinds of stuff we planned on doing that we had to put a hold on. You know, just like everybody else, we're a little tentative about what's to come in the way of our summer schedule. You know, we want to make sure that we've got plenty of resources to make it happen. You know, when the call comes and it's going to. So we're that said, obviously mechanically, you know, that's the heart and soul of the boat. So we're doing a lot of mechanical stuff. But
cool.
We got into a project the initial impetus was mechanical in the aft hallway back in the head in the back, and we ended up just crowbar just
oh, yeah.
The whole thing
broke
was,
out the big
what?
Hammer.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's gone.
Really?
Yeah, we wanted to do some metal work and look at the pipes in the pipe alley. When they built the boat, They actually built the head over the top of the pipe. You couldn't get to them.
Wow.
So after 30-something years, I mean, it's just prudent. Like, hey, let's tear this thing out. And
make access.
And, yeah, and take a look at what's going on
down
there.
One of those,
there.
Like, it's not a problem, but let's make sure that it's not a problem.
It's one of those things. It's like, again, after 30-something years,
yeah, sure.
you better look, because if one of those lets go and you're out on a trip, not good.
Not good.
So anyway, the good news is that we got it all out of there, and it was all still fine.
Nice.
Wow.
You know, but it gave us a chance then to do a lot of, because we, this time, you know, the boat is, what are we, almost 35 years old, and all these old metal boats, doesn't matter if it's a steel boat, it's a wood boat, if it's aluminum boat, whatever, you know, you just have, after that long, there's corrosion issues, you just have to go, and every year we do this, we're just really meticulous about seeking out corrosion, finding it, sandblast, coat, paint, make sure that you treat the metal right. That way it'll last forever, you know, once you do that. So anyway, that's been a big part of our push here, and we're going to continue with that. I mean, we're shut down for sure. Our first trip in the schedule, because we lost the 17-day next weekend, so our first trip in the schedule is May 15th, which we're, you know.
Hopeful.
We're very hopeful.
Yeah.
You know, and if not
that.
I'm
in advance to go back to that. I mean, why not?
It does. It does. And you know, obviously we'll just see how things go.
Yeah.
I mean, some of it's out of our hands, but I don't think the fish are.
Exactly.
I mean, my
no.
gosh, man. You know, we all know. We've been looking at that bluefin, and it's like the rise of the bluefin the last few years has been like the rise of the damn corona thing.
Yeah,
it's like exponential. You know, every year, every day, there's like three times more, and then three times. It's unbelievable the amount of bluefin out there.
It was
unbelievable.
It was such a that's what made this whole, you know, call it whatever you want to call it, shutdown so much harder to take. Is we literally, you know, we left off with limits of bluefin on the Pacific Queen and great fishing on the Tomahawk and guys coming home from long trips and getting in on it. Like, we left it at a pinnacle. I mean, it was, and I'm sure still is, firing right now.
Yeah, no doubt.
And
no,
I can no promise question. You this, when we're back into it, the enthusiasm from anglers is going to be beyond what it's ever been.
Oh,
I
my
think.
God.
I mean, it's just the pent up anxiety, shall we say, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
People are ready to go fishing.
It's like I said, I'm one of them.
Right.
My whole crew, all the guys.
Yeah, totally.
My son, we're all down near the dock, you know, and you know, doing our work, and at the end of the day or at lunchtime, you know, we're out there casting off the bow.
Say, what's poor Duke? How's poor Duke handling this? Like, that's the most fish-crazed
kid. Star,
that's like the most fish-crazed kid I know.
Yeah, and you know, the kids just being, both our kids being, you know.
Yeah,
They're not stuck inside, but, you know, I mean, I think like every kid, they want to get out and do what kids do. So it's been quite an adjustment. But thank goodness in our case, I mean, we're fortunate for so many reasons. I could spend the whole show listening to them. But the fact that you can come down here to the dock and
absolutely
help us out with the boat, sweep up a little bit, then go make a few casts. I think that's at least preserving, you know, some of his sanity.
A little pressure valve.
Exactly. Pressure relief valve.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
So what's going on? So that stern head is still going to exist in the Royal Star.
Oh, yeah.
It's completely redone.
Yeah. We tore the shower out. So we're going to redo, you know, build a new shower in there and spruce it up a bit.
Wow.
You know, and again, the best part about it is we're making sure that everything's mechanically sound underneath there, so we're just never going to have to worry about that area again. We can build it back over it and be 100% confident that we don't have an issue lurking below there.
Nice. So if we can go fishing on May 15th, you'll be ready.
Oh yeah.
Start.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. I mean, we would have been ready before we even did that project. You know, the boat was ready to. It was turnkey. It was ready to go. Yeah. But we pushed everything back. I mean, everything got. You know, we could again have a whole show about how weird things are. But it's like our life rafts. We send our life rafts out to get service. You have to every year. And we send our life, and then the life raft place shuts down.
Yeah. So then what do you do, right?
You're not going fishing. That's
because you have to have them life saving.
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, I mean, that's just one example. And everything kind of got pushed back, and we're all in the holding pattern. But, you know, I we could sit here and speculate. I think the best thing you said is, I do think anglers are going to be ready.
Yeah.
And it's like, let's go, man.
Yeah.
Let's get this thing rocking. Because those fish are going to be accessible. I mean, you know, from the whole mosquito fleet. You know, there was really good fish available down there at, what, 25 miles, 30 miles?
Close to home.
Yeah, very close.
Below and above the border. I mean, it's real deal. That fish is close and accessible, and I could easily see the Liberty going out and putting up big days of fish. I mean, it's for real fishing.
Yeah, and that's just what's right here.
Exactly.
I mean, what's been going on farther down. I know that fish is down there off Colonnette still, and below that, and above that, and outside that. I mean, it's just incredible.
It's around.
Yep.
Yeah.
And who knows what else is coming in behind it. You know, I'm sure everybody's... it's a little early now. But I was going to say, it's about the time of year where we start hearing the stories about, you know, the longliner out to the west and albacore, you know, or the yacht coming up the line.
Let's talk about albacore there for a second. I mean, we just had probably one of the record rainfalls in history of Southern California here. That's albacore weather. It's when they start to bite, right?
Yeah,
could
be. You know what we're going to have to, and I already heard somewhere, and you know, how again, the rumor mill, but I did hear that a yellowfin was caught amongst those bluefin.
Yeah, right.
And that's generally that's the sign that the albacore
will
not
going to happen.
You see
yellowfin.
Pick what sign you want, you know.
Yeah.
Yellowfin in April or May, you know, generally that's not a good sign, but... You know, the world is so strange, and the ocean is full of surprises.
So,
who knows?
Well, we know the bait's here because the bluefin are here, right?
Oh, yeah.
I still like Pete's call, man. Just predict albacore every year, and then when they come, you're the man. Like, exactly. I told you they'd be here this year. Everybody else said no. I was the only guy that kept on. Yep.
So I'll go out on a limb again this year, Pete, and predict it, right?
I like it.
Well, what was the last year we had any little bump, and it was early, was 2010, because that was the year that we opened up Fisherman's Processing. So we had, you know, a little flash in the pan in June, and then everything disappeared. So this is the 10th year that we've
been nothing.
We've basically had no albacore.
Wow.
So, I mean, if you start doing the math, 10-year cycle, 12-year cycle, whatever it may be. I mean, let's just say this, and man, I've said this before on the show. Every year they're not here, it gets 1 year closer.
So they were rivaling this rainstorm we just recently had, rivaling it to the 2003, 2004, 2005 season, which, correct me if I'm wrong, weren't there albacore?
Oh, yeah, but that was just the ridiculous. That was right in the thick of it.
Yeah, the big El Nino thing.
Yeah. It was what we used to call... It still do supermarket fishing. It's like going to the supermarket.
You
go out, you get your albacore that day, and we'll go for bluefin this day.
God.
Then we'll get our yellowtail, and then we'll get our yellowfin, and come in with the mixed bag. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I am super excited. It will be so much fun. Shop will be crazy. Albacore will be fantastic, and they will show. And when they do, I'll be excited, and it'll be so much fun. I am in no way ready to be done with this bluefin cycle that we're in right now. I am in no way ready to be done with that.
I'm with you.
I want to keep this rolling. I mean, don't get me wrong.
And the grade of this bluefin is so beautiful.
And you want to talk about like the perfect size so far this year, and things can and 100% will change. But like the grade this year is what's been so awesome. It's like, you know, call it 40 to 80 pounders are what make up most of what has been caught so far. I mean, catchable, but still full trophy, but not so big that it's one at a time. And, you know, the fishing that the guys had down at Colonnette was just such regulation. The boat drifts and you catch them on fly line baits. You're not picking off one or two here or there. I mean, at least the early season that we've seen, the setup is so perfect.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
The famed bluefin plunker.
Yeah.
The best.
Keep a couple going.
That is the best fishing there is. Yeah, 2 to 5 going, just drift along. It's manageable. Everybody gets their shot, time at the rail. You have to work at it to get a bite. You know, every once in a while, it's the quick one on the corner.
Yeah.
Most of them are upwind, you know, or straight down. That is the best kind of fishing.
And they're the grade. I mean, you don't need to catch that many.
No, you really don't.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to think about it. You know, when I know we all cried and kicked and screamed when the limits went down to 2 and 6, but with this grade of fish,
exactly,
man, it's actually reasonable. You know, what I mean, it's like if you get more than that, you're jammed up. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going
what are you
around
do with it?
Going around the neighborhood knocking on doors trying to give it away. It's just because there's so much, so it's reasonable. And you think about the brilliance of it. Because I remember working with Ken and when we were trying to come up with a plan and an approach, and the idea was either have, you know, a basically a quota that was based on tonnage that accumulated, and if we reached that as a fleet, they'd shut it down or just reduce the limit. That way, you'd be able to continue fishing all year. Well, look at last year. Brilliant move.
No doubt.
Because that...
You would have reached it.
That's right.
No question.
Just because it was such an incredible year, and that two fish apiece, even at two apiece, I mean, it accumulates when you have a whole fleet running and catching. And even... I was surprised last year, even, I mean, as many days as we sat out there and looked at those devils that wouldn't bite, that we still accumulated as a fleet that many fish.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
pretty awesome.
Yeah, because those things are pretty good at practicing self-preservation.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
And I mean, just the sheer volume of it, as evidenced by what we're talking about right now.
Right.
At the end of the season, man, those schools that we saw in September and October, I've seen a lot of bluefin schools, and I know, you know, you marvel at the amount of fish that, but those that was a whole different level there last year. I'm telling you, man.
And this year's supposed to be better.
There's more.
There's more.
I know we all, you know, we've all heard or talked to, but we had Tom Green when he was finished, like the day before they finished for the fleet down there, Rap. And
that was like in January.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
And hearing Tom call the show and saying the words, like, I literally just flew over the biggest school I've seen in my whole life, you know, and whatever it was, he said it was 500 yards wide and however many miles long without a break, you know. And, like, hearing a guy like that, that has spent a lifetime of perfecting, you know, looking at those things and seeing how big their school is, and then hearing him be excited, that was just the sign.
Are we anxious? Are we ready?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah. And that's after they finish.
Exactly. That was when they're done.
I mean, exactly. And that, what he just described, that's the – I love hearing that, because when you're driving on the boat and – I mean, we literally went through this one particular school. It was over a mile.
Oh, my
God. And
think about that.
The sonar screen was completely full with 20 fathoms of fish on the meter.
For a mile.
For a mile.
Holy man.
I mean, how much fish is that? Yes. I mean, thousands of I don't even know.
A lot.
It's like, are they all swimming with us?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
But no, because, you know, you look back and they're all up breathing, doing their thing back behind you, and it's still, you can just see the head
as
of it
far as you
way
can see.
Up there.
Wow.
You know, just keep going, keep going.
Oh, my God.
Don't stop in the middle of it. Keep going. Just, you know, and then you sit there and drift, and you get up to the head of it, and the whole thing goes through you. It takes half an hour for the whole thing to swim through you.
Jeez. Oh, my God, that gets me fired up.
Yeah.
So I want to go right now.
Awesome.
God, I want to go right now.
The most amazing thing about that, though, is the number of times where you do that.
Yeah,
you run up and you drift.
Don't bite.
It's like
they're there. Then
500 of them under the boat at any given time, and you might snag one on a flat fall.
Keep telling the guy, everybody's looking at you, you're lying. I promise you, there's 20,000 of them.
They're right here.
Sure they are, bud.
I'm taking pictures of my phone and going down on the deck.
Look, really, they're here. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about. We're going to have some really interesting stuff, including from Department of Fish and Wildlife. Craig Schumann's going to join us very soon to talk about what's going on up at Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Yeah, going to be a great show. One of our absolute favorite guys to have in. We got so much fun stuff to cover, so much stuff going on with what we have to expect with our fishing coming up. A lot of great stuff coming, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we want to talk to you. Give us a call, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Again, 833-288-0973. And not only are we talking all kinds of great fishing, we are giving away a fantastic prize, and very well timed after the weather that we've been having. We're giving away a brand new AFTCO Hydronaut heavy duty waterproof jacket. This is
nice.
A fantastic piece of foul weather gear
jacket
from AFTCO. Yes.
Yeah.
Really, really comfortable. I mean, just, we're talking fire hose, waterproof, a really, really nice jacket from our good friends at AFTCO.
And I might add, too, they have the Hydronauts, this jacket's $250.
Yeah, this is a
they
real deal jacket.
They have it on sale now at AFTCO.com for $199.
There you go.
So if you don't win it, get
you
one
can
of those.
Get one, yeah.
Because that's a heck of a deal. They also, I might add, too, you know, everybody's onto the AFTCO, the face masks, and wear
right.
The AFTCO face mask is the perfect substitute for that.
That's my
and
grocery.
That's what I've been wearing.
That's what I
wear. That's our grocery store getter.
And they're doing a deal on that too at AFTCO.com.
Oh,
so I think
cool.
Buy one, get one, something like that. It's some kind of a deal. So if you want a face mask, AFTCO.com, check it out.
That's my move. That's my grocery store attire is the AFTCO sun mask for, sure.
For sure.
Well, yeah, as you can hear, a couple of great prizes, so much great information. If you want to talk to Tim, participate in the show this morning, we want to hear you. 833-288-0973. 0973. And when we come back, we're taking your phone calls. So much great information coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. We recommend that you purchase your trip insurance within 14 days of your initial trip deposit to get your money refunded if you have to cancel. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. And I just, man, Pete, I got to say it again. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that we just get to talk about fishing for the next two hours. You can't turn on radio. You can't turn on TV without hearing, you know, Corona this and that. And I'm just so stoked that for the next two hours, we get to BS about fishing with one of my most favorite people to do that with.
Yeah, and we want to thank people like the Royal Star and Tim for keeping us on the air here. I mean, it's tough for everybody right now, and you know, we're hoping that stimulus money comes through soon. But I mean, thank you, Tim, and thanks to all our sponsors, and of course the radio station for helping us out a little bit too. So I want to thank you guys for keeping talking fishing. I think it's really important right now.
I agree. Man.
It's crucially important to keep this show rolling and keep talking fishing.
I agree. You know, you got, and you know, we live the dream or live vicariously, but we got plenty of stories we can tell.
I know that. No question.
And there's plenty more to come.
There's a guy that has a lot of stories to tell, and that's Don Hansen.
Oh my gosh.
And I want to throw out a big happy birthday. 86 years young yesterday, Don Hansen.
Happy birthday, Don.
Don, one of the guys, the founding fathers of sport fishing in Southern California, and has still working at it, too.
I was going to say, and at 86 years young, continues to keep his fingers on the pulse.
Oh, yeah, working with, you know, we're going to have sardines in 2020, thanks in part to Don and his work with the PFMC, and so that was that's gone through, and so thank you, Don, for all that you do, and many, many more years of hanging in there with us, Don. We sure appreciate that. And, of course, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, important part of Let's Talk Hookup, too. We sure appreciate all their support. And it all started with Don. Don was the guy that trained Frank Lopresti. How about that, huh?
Speaking of stories.
Oh, boy, man.
right?
That's scary, right?
You get Dawn going, man, and it's endless.
Yeah.
I mean, it's endless. I mean, I think of the stories I have after, 35 years.
Yeah.
Man, he starts in, I just stop talking. I just listen, both ears.
I love hearing Dawn Roland talk about, oh, yeah, my pinhead Frank, we were doing that.
That's pretty funny. Well, hey, the phones are packed. They want to win that AFCO Hydronauts jacket, and also talk to Captain Tim Axum.
Yeah.
So let's do it.
I'm in on both of those things.
Oh, yeah.
And after yesterday's rainstorm, I need that jacket. What a great deal. Well, the phones are absolutely packed. If you want to get your shot, 833-288-0973. Let's start off those phones this morning and talk to Roger. He's calling us from Fullerton this morning. What's up, Roger? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to talk to you. And it's really nice having you on with this virus going on. Don Hansen, I used to fish with him off San Clemente Pier. You used to jump on his boat. That was quite a treat a long time ago. If you read National Geographic, they say that the bluefin is endangered right along with the rhino. It's just so don't read that magazine. Good morning, Tim.
Morning.
Experimenting with fishing with hematite about when the albacore were here several years ago. You mean? This is Roger in Fullerton.
No, exactly. Hematite. I love it.
Yeah, I had some rocks, and you said it was the greenest thing you ever saw. Anyhow, have you written a book yet? You're a great writer.
Well,
in a way. Yeah.
Exactly. It's a funny thing. I was on the bridge with someone, and this is probably 4 or 5 years ago, and we're talking about the whole book topic, and he was complimenting my writing and style, and he says, God, you ought to write a book, and I said something to the effect of, well, I can't really think of a specific topic, content, and it'd take long, and he said something to the effect of, well, you've already written one.
Yeah, right.
You've actually written a lot more than one, and if you go back, and because all of those daily narratives, they're all archived.
Sure.
I mean, you go back now, we've been doing that, believe it or not, since 1998 is the first report that we put in. Yeah, we lost the data for the content for the first, I want to say, 3 or 4 years, but from 2001, 2002, it's all there.
Wow.
Everything.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's like
you could compile it into a book, Tim.
It's thousands of pages.
It's
crazy.
Yeah.
Like you go back to the 2005 and all that big fish was on the beach and read about what it was this day we had.
That's exactly
how
right.
Many 200 pounders.
You should get an editor.
I've actually gone back and looked at some of the stuff.
That's something that the kids can do while you were away.
Yeah, exactly. It just embarrasses you, though. You look back 20 years like, oh, my God, I can't believe I wrote that.
That's cool, though. Well,
no,
I have no idea.
Cool.
That's really cool.
Hey, good idea, Craig or Roger. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, right now we're joined by one of our friends of fishing. It's Craig Schumann. He's the Marine Region Coordinator for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Our buddy on our side. Good morning, Craig.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Tim. How you guys doing today?
Good morning. Good.
Doing great. Buddy. Now, there's a lot of question about California Department of Fish and Wildlife closing down fishing. And there was a meeting that was attempted to be held on Thursday to talk about that. And we want to clear the air about what's going on here. So first question is, is California Department of Fish and Wildlife going to close fishing?
Absolutely not. Our goal is not to close fishing. We're not planning a statewide closure, and hopefully we don't ever have to get there.
Yes, indeed. And that's the most important message that people need to understand. So this emergency meeting that raised so many people's dander up, let's talk a little bit about what was the purpose of this meeting?
So the purpose of this meeting was to give the director, Chuck Bottom, authority to temporarily suspend, delay, or restrict fishing in consultation with local counties to address public health and safety crises. So we had received letters from Inyo, Mono, and Alpine counties regarding their concerns about the upcoming trout opener in the Eastern Sierras. Concerns about their inability to reduce the flow of visitors to their areas, which typically they really like, right? They welcome visitors, it drives their economy, but they're concerned that if they get a lot of people coming to their area, their local hospitals are going to be overwhelmed, their local search and rescue teams, their local enforcement agencies. So they came to us asking if we could delay the trout opener to give those communities a chance to get through this global pandemic that we're all facing.
Yeah, which absolutely makes sense and is a very logical thing. There's no hotels, there's no restaurants, there's no infrastructure in these very, very small communities, and these are the counties that are saying, hey, help us out. We need your help right now. It's not that they don't want people up there. It's just that they can't handle the influx, right?
Exactly. And you know, we all need to do our part. The governor issued the stay-at-home order several weeks ago to flatten the curve, and all of the news that I'm seeing is California is doing a really good job with that. And what we don't need right now is a bunch of people getting in their cars and driving 5, 6, 8 hours to another part of the state and interacting with other people. So that was the initial intent behind this rule. You know, if the Fish and Game Commission wanted to shut down fishing, they could have just closed fishing in their meeting. That would have been easy. They don't need to delegate authority to the director to do that. By delegating the authority, the director can, with a flip of the switch, both suspend the season, but also turn it back on and not have to go back to the commission. So we, you know, as easy as it is to turn it off or to delay it, we can turn it right back on as soon as we get the all clear.
Which is good news too. So the closure. So the trout season is supposed to open at the end of April, April 25th. So the delay is, what are they talking about?
So the emergency rule, so the commission meeting has been rescheduled to April 15th at 10 a.m. We still want to hear from people. There's going to be opportunities for public comment. We're not trying to shut anybody down. We are asking the angling community to be respectful, to be smart. It's unfortunate that a few bad apples make the rest of us look pretty bad. So
yes.
We're hoping we can get some of the more responsible folks out there on the line to share their views with the commission. So that'll be at 10 a.m. on the 15th. More information will be coming out. If the commission adopts that emergency rule to give the director authority, then he will likely take action to delay fishing in those counties. And we'll see how this plays out as opposed to in terms of when we can get it back open.
I think people were so heated, at least in my zone in San Diego County, because the access to fishing has already stopped, you know, and so, but that's not a fish and game decision. Fishing is still allowed, but the lakes were closed, and the harbor was closed by the Parks Department, or the access to the launch ramp was closed by the port. So I think people just lump Fish and Wildlife into all that as like the persons who made that happen, but fishing is still allowed.
Yes.
In San Diego, for sure. You guys haven't done anything.
L.A. and Orange County.
Right.
Yes.
But I think people just assume, well, if I can't go fishing, that's the department's fault. And that's not necessarily the case. You know, the fishing is still allowed here. Unfortunately, at least in the case, in the terms of San Diego County, our access to
it
is what's been shut down.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is not a department
thing. No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we are.
Go ahead, Craig.
No, go ahead, Pete.
I just wanted to say on the bright side of things, there were some decisions made on Northern California salmon, right?
Exactly. That's just where I was going. So if because the access is being restricted, we don't have to do anything on the fishing side. And what we're seeing is as different ports, launch ramps, access points are closed by local municipalities, some effort has shifted, and some of those ports have closed their access. So we're tracking that closely. But through the leadership of Marcy Remco, Brett Cormos, other reps on the council, and our members of the advisory team, we were able to delay the salmon season from the April 1 opener, push that to May 1, and get credit for that delayed season for the back end of the season. And then they were able to bake into the rules at the council meeting last week, if we need to delay past May 1st because people can't get out there, we'll get more credit on the back end of the season.
That's awesome. That's huge news. That's big news for Northern California and for the salmon season. And it's looking pretty bright. I mean, the salmon abundance looks pretty good, right?
And the southern part of it, yeah, it's looking real good. Klamath Zone, we've got some challenges, but south of that, we're looking pretty good.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, we want to, again, reiterate, none of this has – you're in the Marine Division. None of this has to do with ocean fishing. All these talks about fishing closures, such like that, has nothing to do with the ocean fishing.
Correct. At this point, we have no plans to delay, suspend, or restrict fishing in the ocean. Unfortunately, I don't have a crystal ball. To get a lot of questions over the last several weeks, as we all have, trying to figure out what's going to happen here. We are looking at some of the northern openers. So we've got potential salmon opener. We've got groundfish opening in the north. We've got Pacific halibut. And we'll be in close consultation with the local public health officers, the local counties, the local tribes, and use their guidance and work with those counties, as governments should do in a time of crisis, to figure out what the best course of action is.
That's cool.
I know that it's not our, forte, but I know a lot of the listeners to the show would think the same thing. What about the field side of things? How has the department reacted to the hunting side of things, and is that potentially going under any change, or what are the thoughts on that?
There have been no restrictions placed on hunting at this point. The rule that's being considered, that will be considered by the commission next week, does not include authority to suspend, delay, or restrict hunting. So at this point, that's not on the table at all.
Well, one thing that's good that's coming come of this, and I'm not advocating these bad apples that almost ruined it for the rest of it, and shame on you guys for doing that, but is that it's brought to the forefront the passion and excitement that people have for sport fishing, for fishing in California waters and such like that, to the point where Governor Gavin Newsom, in his address yesterday, was talking about fishing and how much he enjoys fishing, right, Craig?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. And, when you see headlines at Fishing Game Commission meeting ends in chaos, it was a bit disheartening for a lot of us that put a lot of work into that. But then to hear the governor talk about the importance of it, I think, helped kind of frame it for everybody in terms of what we're all going through in our personal and professional lives right now.
And hopefully he understands we need to get this thing going.
Yeah, right.
Let's get rolling. Let's get fishing back on the water, and let's get things going, right?
Exactly. And that's where you see it in California, the approach that the administration is taking, is to still encourage people to get outside when they can and follow the social distancing guidelines, stay away from people. But again, we often have to manage to the lowest common denominator. And so I was out about 2 weeks ago with my son fishing off the beach up here in Santa Barbara, minding our own business, keeping people far away from us. And a group of people came right up to us when they were asking us about the leopard sharks they saw in the surf line. And I kept walking away from them, and they kept following us down the beach. And so those are the challenges that we need to overcome.
Sure.
Yeah. I think that's the thing that frustrates us all as fishermen the most. And, I can live with my wife and go to the grocery store with my wife, and I can walk the dog down the street with my wife, but I can't go to my boat and go fishing with my wife. The appropriate social distance guidelines followed, that's still not an option, and I think that's what frustrates you.
But that's what the county thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's
no, all,
to
I,
do
I
with
want to be
California
clear.
Department
yeah,
of Fish
I,
and Game.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So the
right.
meeting again.
Each county is taking a different approach.
Sure. Exactly. And the meeting again, April 15th, rescheduled meeting, basically is going to give the authority to Director Bonham to make the Sierra trout season delayed a few weeks. That's kind of the whole impetus of the whole thing, right?
Yeah, and that authority is only valid for about 50 days. So that authority automatically expires on May 31st.
And goes
typically
back
to emergency rate. It goes back, yeah, so he loses that ability. Typically, emergency regulations are effective for 180 days. So if we have to, we had to take some action on the abalone fishery a couple of years ago. That's a six-month rule. Because we know the concerns associated with that, we specifically limited the time frame of this rule to help put everyone's minds at ease that this isn't a government power grab to shut down fishing.
Yeah, good news.
Yeah, well
Craig
said.
Schumann from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, thanks for all your hard work. And I know you're a fisherman. I know you're on it with us. And thanks for keeping our listeners informed about what's going on, and let's get back to fishing. Thanks for the time.
Yes, thank you. Look forward to enjoying the rest of the show, and happy birthday to Don Hanson.
All right, absolutely. Thanks a lot. Hey, phones are packed up. Let's go ahead and jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. How about Chuck and Dana Point next up on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Chuck? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having the show, It gives us all something to do. And, you know, Don, thanks for opening Dana War. You know, happy birthday, buddy. And one of the cleanest wars around, and they just do such a great job. But, you know, here's a tip. When you guys get back to fishing, you can't really raise the prices to make up for the month and a half that you lost. So it's up to us fishermen. When you're in there paying your galley tab, count how many people are on board and how many people helped you, and then tip accordingly. You know, they need to make up some money. These guys that tip $5, you just give everybody a dollar. So, you know, raise up the tips, guys. We got to help these guys. They've been out of work, and they're there for us. As soon as we get the green light, we're going to be jamming down there. So keep it in mind, these guys need our help too.
That's a good point.
And the freezer, you know, when you hand out your freezer, there's no more guilt because the freezer's empty. I can go fish and kill fish without guilt.
All right, Chuck. Well, thanks a lot. Good words. Appreciate that. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Okay, when we come back, we got a lot of your phone calls, a lot of great information. We got catch reports coming up, so much great stuff. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
All right, time to talk about great seafood at Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landing in Point Loma. Yes, they are open 7 days a week from 11 to 6. Every day they have fresh fish, and the kitchen is wide open. And boy, oh boy, you want to get some great food to go, take home, whether it be a fresh fish to cook at home or something to take home from their kitchen. Like Point Loma Seafood.
They're doing such a cool job. That's just like a community service type thing at this point. I mean, they opened up other stuff that they sell. You know, when we went in there last week, in addition to having the killer case with all the fresh fish and the smoked fish, they had, you know, garlic butter and cooking supplies and milk and eggs,
yes,
and all that kind of stuff. They just, all their killer fresh sourdough was available for you to take home. They're just doing it right by everybody in Point Loma, and they're still the freshest thing in town,
going on. Yeah, so check it out. Open 7 days a week, Point Loma Seafoods, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., right next to the San Diego Landings, owned by the Christensen's family since 1963.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. Phones have been packed up. Lots of great stuff coming. And as promised, we got the catch reports. We're going to find out what's biting right now. We got the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tour, standing by today. Sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, but now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and the famous tuna burger. And you can order online and have it shipped directly to your door. Special treat during these tying times, they have some summer specials on smoked fish, jerky and smoked fish, the cheeses, the rubs are on sale. You can get them all at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
They'll ship it right to you if you want.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool.
Or pick
it up right at the door.
And as we heard Sean and Kristen talk about last week, if you live within a selected zip code to Fisherman's Processing, orders over $25, they'll deliver it to you for free.
So how about that?
Pretty
huh?
darn cool service. And again, that's like a community hookup kind of thing. It's just really cool to see those guys
yeah.
doing so much great stuff over Fisherman's Processing.
For sure. Good morning, Cass. Man,
hey, buenos dias, everybody. I don't know, man. I'm getting stir crazy. It's great, man. I'm excited. You know, it's the reports I'm getting from down south. You know, is just no fishing going on. I mean, there's commercial guys that are going out, Loretto, but as far as sport fishing, it's basically zero unless you've got your own boat. The marina there at San Jose del Cabo is letting guys go out on their own boat, but that's about it. But the fishing, from what I got from Eric Brixton and Baja Bob Lewis, they're out of San Jose del Cabo. The wahoo were biting this past week. Tuna to 80, 100 pounds were biting, and but there's just no fishermen. So, you know, it's just a typical thing. They're there, but nobody there to catch them. But, Pete, still no decision yet. I think I'll have a final decision this coming week regarding the Loretto Rumble. May 3rd to 7th, doesn't look like it's going to go, but I'm kind of holding out to see what goes on with the Michonne Hotel. They're supposed to open May 1st. That's the word I got, but I don't know. And
all right.
So I think by
I'm ready to
by
go
the
if you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go.
Hey, I'm ready, man. I got
yeah.
plane reservations. So.
Yeah, me
but,
too.
Yeah, so we'll
if they're
we'll
open, they're flying.
Here,
I'm going.
Yeah, we'll play it by ear, see what's going there. I've got my trip to Petosi, Panama on May 20th. Hoping that goes. And then, of course, Christmas Island the end of June. I've really got my fingers crossed on that one. That's such a beautiful, great trip to go to. But, you know, that's it, man. No fish reports, just kind of general information. Cabo San Lucas, they were saying, I guess, and San Jose del Cabo, all the hotels are closed there. Restaurants are closed. Streets are dark. Nobody on the streets after dark. Beaches are closed. They're really trying to keep people, on that social distancing down there. And I think the last time I heard, they had about 25, 26 cases of the flu down there. So they're not getting hit too bad. So hopefully that kind of goes away real quick. But anyway, I'll keep you guys informed as to what's going on as far as the travel down into Mexico and Central America and let you know how that's going. As soon as I hear something, I'll let you guys know, but that's it. But anybody wants to start booking trips for the fall, because that looks like it's going to happen. And, of course, a year from now, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And hopefully I'll have some better news for you guys next Saturday.
I like it. All right, Castman, appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. I might want to add, too, that I just heard from John Christensen from Point Loma Seafoods that, yes, Point Loma Seafoods is open 7 days a week, but they will be closed tomorrow, Easter Sunday.
Okay.
As a tradition for the Christensen family, they always close Easter Sunday. So get your seafood today.
Yeah, exactly.
11
right.
to 6 at Point Loma Seafood, for sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
Sounds good, buddy. How about John calling us from Colorado Springs this morning? Good morning, John. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, guys. Happy birthday, Don Hanson. My question, I got two questions for Tim. My questions are, do you think we'll see some big eye with the bluefin? And the second question is, what's the difference between a big eye and a bluefin?
What do you mean, what's the difference? I mean, as far as like the meat or the quality of the meat, or because obviously you're two different fish. Is that what you're talking about?
No, they just look so similar, the same. I was just wondering how you tell them apart.
Oh, surprisingly enough, they really are different, especially when you have them on the deck laying next to one another. I mean, it's like the difference between. I should interject here that for a fisherman, you know, somebody who catches tuna, it's like the difference between a cat and a dog. I mean, it's like, bam, there's a big eye. Even when you're catching yellowfin, they actually resemble yellowfin a lot more than a bluefin. But typically, those big eye, they're not quite as elongate as a bluefin or a yellowfin. They're kind of squat and short. We used to always laugh at big ones. We'd call them a beer can with a tail. You know, they got that kind of compressed, you know, thicker body.
Looks like you took a yellowfin that was 3 feet and just put your hand at the front and the back, just squished it together.
Exactly, squeezed them. Yeah. And the smaller ones, you'll see their pectoral fins are exceptionally larger. You know, they really stand out. You almost think it looks like an albacore. And then you take a close look at it and realize it's a big eye. I can tell you that the quality of that big eye, as far as the meat goes, gosh, there just isn't any better.
Really?
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Phenomenal.
It's kind of between. It's kind of like between albacore and yellowfin, right?
Well,
it's
kind
of like almost white meat tuna.
Not actually. No, it's darker.
Is it darker?
Yeah, it's got that really rich.
Darker
ruby.
Than bluefin.
Yeah, in
really?
Most cases, yeah. It's got that real deep, it's almost purple, you know, that ruby, just, it's just fantastic. And it has a higher fat content typically than yellowfin. Not higher than bluefin, but typically higher than yellowfin. They spend more time in the deeps, you know, eating squid and eating all that stuff. So that colder water, they just have a higher fat content.
Yeah.
Cool fish.
Yeah, I mean, they're amazing. And whether or not we'll see them, I don't know. You know, this is it goes to this whole, I think the bigger picture, you know, call it climate change, you know, which the climate always changes, always has, and always will. So whatever, but something clearly has evolved in the Southern California Bight over the last 15 years. You know, something's different here where we used to see those runs of big eye. I mean, it was, you know, you set your watch by it. Every year, come August, come September, you know, the big eye would show up. There'd always be one or two, you know, they'd smoke you when you were trolling for albacore in July. And then there's some schools that show up. They'd start getting mixed in on the bait. But that changed, you know what, maybe 2010, 2008. I mean, it's... You just don't see that much big eye around.
Well, there was talk that the Persane fleet at the equator hit the juveniles very hard on the fads.
Oh, they pounded them.
And caught basically all of them before they were able to breed. And so perhaps that has a pretty substantial impact on what we're seeing here.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I mean, maybe the biomass overall is a lot smaller because of that focus on the fad fishery down there.
Yeah.
But I think there's a bigger picture mechanism in there that again, why is all this bluefin here now all the time in July? And like
the endangered bluefin.
Yeah, exactly. But why is it all here? Why is all this fish coming up and hanging out in the Southern California Bight and the continental shelf, all the yellowfin, you know, there's some bigger thing going on, but I have to agree anecdotally, it does seem like that there's so much pressure on that big eye in other parts of the Pacific, the Eastern Pacific, out west, the longliners that perhaps it was explained to me one time by Kurt Schaefer there at the Tuna Commission, the big eye that would show up here, they were always kind of on the leading edge of the biomass. It was kind of the fringe that would come up in here in the fall. Exactly. So it makes sense that if there's less fish, that fringe is you know, remains farther to the south, or there's just less of it. You know, we could go down that road, but I just don't know. I mean, it's so funny because, again, like I said, 20 years ago, 25, 30 years ago, it's a big eye. You know, you set your watch by. It's like, here they come. And,
yeah.
You know, something you really look forward to. Now,
like the end of the gas.
Right. And, I mean, now to even see a big eye, it's like, stop fishing. Whoa. Everybody walk over here. Look, they're, you know, they do still exist.
The fishery of them where it was really good was just a little before my time of working down at the landing, working down here. But I've always heard stories of guys saying that when a really good school got on you that they bit – more aggressive than anything. Like that was just a crazy school. When one really wanted to go, they went better than just about anything else.
Yeah.
Was that the case?
Complete suicide.
Okay.
I mean, just absolutely ridiculous. And I've seen like five or six times in my life, I've seen that kind of a big eye bite.
Okay.
Where they literally do. I mean, you put a gaff in the water, you know, one comes up and eats the gaff.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's not like an exaggeration. I mean, really, you could put the gaff hook in the water, one would just bite it because
that's
there's
right.
something in the water.
Yeah, I'm not
so
kidding.
Cool.
I mean, you know, 100-pounder, you know, just throw them on. I mean, you can catch so many so fast,
right.
You know, and you do in that situation.
Wow.
You know? I can remember one bite. We had, and as a matter of fact, it was on the Pacific Queen back in 1986 or 85. It was a long time ago. And we caught, I don't know, they were all big ones. They were like 115 to 140 pounders.
Oh,
and we caught 30-something of them over the course of 2 hours or something. And then Ed made everybody fish with 40 pounds because we were catching them too fast. It's like, we're going to have to go in. You know, it was noon or 1 o'clock or whatever it was. And we had big eye laying all over the place. So we wrangled those things at 40 pounds for about 3 hours, just getting ruined by them. I think we only
That's
got
awesome.
Three or four after we started fishing the 40 pounds.
They're all big, huh?
Oh, yeah. But everybody had one on the whole time.
Yeah.
That's
funny.
Hilarious.
That's great. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls, more Catch Sport. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagerty body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads, plus a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in 4 models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for 7, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half days. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.